Chanda, C-H-A-N-D-A, King, K-I-N-G. This is a 51-year-old woman who has been on hospice for some time, has been on hospice on, well, let's put this, this word has been on Encompass, E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S, hospice for since last year. Patient has a history of quadriplegia secondary to muscular dystrophy, period. Patient has end-stage muscular dystrophy with significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, evident by lower extremity edema and decreased albumin and total protein, period. In the paragraph, most recently, patient contracted COVID-19. Since COVID-19, her condition has worsened and has been placed back on hospice, period. In the paragraph, since COVID-19, she has been too weak to eat because of a continual decrease in her appetite and severe risk of aspiration. Also, with history of increased secretions, patient has now required a PEG placement, which indicates much worsening swallowing and intake amounts. Period. In the paragraph, patient is receiving a nutrition through the PEG at this time because she is at a high risk of aspiration and was not able to keep up with her needs. Period. In the paragraph, she has copious amount of secretion, requires suctioning on regular basis. She was on scopolamine patch, which was increased because of increased secretion. Period. Patient is quadriplegic, as was mentioned, with severe muscular wasting and atrophy. Period. Patient also has a pain of 8 out of 10, which requires Norco and MS Cotton to control her pain. Period. Even despite pain medication, patient remains in pain. Period. Patient is has a pedal edema consistent with protein, calorie, malnutrition, and low protein. Period. Given patient's advanced muscular dystrophy, recent COVID-19, and now requiring PEG tube placement, this indicates worsening condition and subsequently has been admitted to hospice for further care, period. In the paragraph, hospice will help patient with her ADL, which is totally ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, and also help the family caring for patient and educating the patient regarding her pain, her secretion, as well as suctioning on regular basis, period. Patient has had diarrhea off and on, requires Imodium to control her symptoms, period. Patient's other medical conditions includes DJD of the spine related to muscular dystrophy, hypertension, tachycardia, dysphagia, and the patient is totally bedbound at this time, period. Given her end-stage diagnosis, as well as recent COVID-19, with significant weight loss and increased secretion, patient has a high risk of pneumonia and has had a major decline in her condition, and subsequently has been going to be placed back on hospice with Avatar Hospice. Patient is most likely expected to live less than 6 months. Patient will be kept comfortable during that time. Thank you. Patient and family aware of her grave prognosis as well. Thank you.